Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. It should be fun. After all, bear hugs are what Scott believes should be given with no clothing on. Go figure.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight.
We're halfway through. Third hour of Scott Hamilton Show.
What show?
Yeah. On Friday. Gamecocks. Playing the Commodores, not Lionel Richie. Though I think those Commodores might give those Commodores a pretty good game. They're not trending upward. They have a good coach. I like Lee a lot, but they've got some work to do there, man. Their facilities and everything are just under par. They're underwhelming.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of time, I think, before – I don't know. I'm big on the relegation system. I really am. We can talk about that next week, where if you don't reach a certain standard, you get sent down.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I really am. I am, honest to goodness, I am okay with that. We'll find out if they ever go that way. I doubt they will, but that's all right. But they're going to play – it's an opportunity to win the 100th game in SEC play in South Carolina history. That's a big deal. To get to that milestone. Because it's almost like being bona fide, I guess. You got to get to the 100th. And to get to the 100th, well, A, you have to win, but you also have to be around for a while. And I think it would be big. And I think it'd be big for this guy to put it on his resume. He's in his first year as the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks. Shane Beamer, welcome aboard.
Appreciate you having me on. It's great to be with you.
Well, appreciate you coming on. And opportunity to get the 100th SEC win in South Carolina history. What would that mean to you to come on and have that milestone happen under your watch?
That would be pretty cool. I'd be more fired up, or we'll be more fired up about the first SEC win of the 2021 season. But certainly very proud to be in the Southeastern Conference and been some great wins over those 99 have been some great ones. I've been a part of a lot of them, and looking forward to getting that 100th one for sure. I did not know that until you just said that, but we're excited about tomorrow, and hopefully we can play well and take care of business and get another 100 here pretty soon as the years go on.
Okay, I hope I didn't put any pressure on you, Shane. I mean, don't weigh on you, man.
None that isn't already there.
Well, let's talk about that. It's your first go-around as a head coach. And, you know, I know your dad. I covered your dad when I was in Winston-Salem for a long time. And you got to see it done at the best, by the best, one of the best, at the highest level. How is it for you right now? I mean, you've got to have some pressure, I'm sure. You're a very high-profile position in a state that loves football. How do you deal with being the head coach and all the expectations that come with it?
Yeah, no, great question. I mean, I knew what I was getting into. I mean, this is the SEC. If I didn't want pressure, or I didn't want, the intensity and the attention, then I shouldn't be coaching in this league. And this is what you want as a competitor. You want to be at the very best. And I'm proud and excited to be at a place that has high expectations and expects to win. I love that. Now, you know, no one's happy about being 3-3, and no one's happy about the way we played, particularly last week in the first quarter against Tennessee. But, you know, the biggest thing for me is just worry about what I can control, and that's being the leader of this football team, leader of this football program, the face that's visible, you know, across the state and our facility. And do my very best each and every day to make this program better and lead the people that I'm leading in that facility. And we've got a bunch of great young men and coaches and staff each day. Effort hasn't been an issue. We haven't played great at times, that's for sure. But I'm excited about the group we have, and couldn't be more excited. I mean, I really am. I mean, we're halfway through the 2021 season, and the story of the 2021 season has yet to be written. And we, not anybody else, not anybody else's opinions, are going to shape what the 2021 football team ends up being. And I'm excited about the second half starting tomorrow and continuing to try and improve and get better.
You know, Shane, you said something that got my attention. You talked about being visible, a face that's being visible, and you've got to go around the state, and you do have to shake hands. You have to kiss babies and do all that. And I've known a lot of guys who were really good coaches, and they were just not good at that. They just didn't want to do it. It just wasn't their personality. They weren't bad guys, but they just weren't comfortable being alphas, going out and being social. I mean, how do you deal with that aspect of it? I mean, you seem like a pretty personable guy. Do you have to take it up a notch to really power through, to be that face, to be visible, to be out there patting people on the back?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm a very personable person. I enjoy people. I enjoy recruiting and being out at places. And that's one of the things that makes, you know, South Carolina special is the state that we're in. There's no pro sports. It's, you know, the two Power Five programs are us and Clemson in this state. And you know, the football coaches of those programs are going to be highly visible throughout this state and recognized. And I like that part of it. And I learned, you mentioned my dad, I saw firsthand from him. I mean, early on at Virginia Tech, he won 2 games his first season. He won 3 games his second season. But I saw at an early age how he handled that and that he never changed and stayed the same person throughout. And, you know, as I do this interview, I'm sitting in a parking lot and I'm getting ready to go speak to a group of hundreds of former lettermen here at the University of South Carolina. And I'm excited about going to talk to those guys. And you know, the biggest thing for me is just realizing that after a tough loss like the other day against Tennessee or after a tough loss against Kentucky, when I walk into our football facility on Sunday morning and meet with the players that afternoon, like, they're all looking at me, not just them, but every single person in that facility. And as a leader, I mean, that's what you want. And I realize it. I like that part of it. I mean, it sure beats the alternative where no one knows who you are and nobody really cares, you know, where you're the coach at.
You know, your dad actually calls me back.
He doesn't text, though, because he may call you, but if he told me he was texting you regularly, I would know you're a liar because he's not big on texting.
I was going to say that. I've got a whole list of texts that have never been replied to, so he'll call you back, though. I give him credit. We're joined by Shane Beamer, head coach, University of South Carolina. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach S. Beamer. And Shane, you know, I played ball. I'm a Heisman voter. I've been a top 25 voter for a long time. College football is my bread and butter, man. And one of the things that really gets me fired up and aggravates the heck out of me is when a team doesn't have an identity. I watched a football team a couple weeks ago. They ran 7 different formations on offense throughout the game. I'm like, who are they? What are they? Who do they want to be? I'm going to ask you right now, who is South Carolina right now, and who do you want South Carolina to be in 3 years? What are you going to hang your hat on?
Yeah, I would hope that, first of all, in 3 years, I would hope that people, and I would hope now that people would watch us and just be blown away by the effort and the physicality we play with. We've got to continue to play physical. That's running the ball and stopping the run. We haven't done a great, as good enough job of that, obviously. Effort has not been an issue. Our guys are playing really, really hard. And, you know, I want people, when they come and watch us play, to be just blown away by how hard our players play and how physical they play. And then from a, you know, identity standpoint, special teams, I learned from my dad, and we want to be. We want to be opportunistic. We want to be aggressive. We want to be able to score points in the kicking game. We've done that. You know, I think we're certainly establishing that identity and have to continue to. Defensively, you know, people talk about when my dad was at Virginia Tech, Beamer ball. And to me, Beamer ball is either offense, defense, or special teams has the ability to score when they're on the field. And you've seen that from our defense. We've got to continue to do a better job of stopping the run. We gave up too many explosives the other day, but I see that coming together as we continue to build this thing. And then offensively, you know, I want to be multiple in the sense that when we are balanced, I should say, in that the sense of we can run it when we have to run it and we can throw it when we have to throw it. And we haven't been as consistent there as we need to be. People talk about being balanced. I don't think it's necessarily always 50-50, but it's the ability to do both when you have to and line up and run the ball down people's throats, north and south, when you have to. And we haven't done a good enough job of that. But that's what I want this football team, you know, to be as my tenure continues here. And you're seeing signs of it. And we've got to do it better. And we've got to do it more consistently going forward.
And, Shane, just a couple more minutes. And this one might make you a little sideways, but I'm just going to tell you the truth on this. Whenever I heard Beamer ball, it just kind of aggravated me. Because you're supposed to do that on defense. You're supposed to do
right.
That. There's nothing special about it. I mean, that's just good coaching. They're doing what they're supposed to do. It's not like y'all reinvented the wheel or something in Blacksburg.
Correct. No, correct. And you know, it's tag beamer ball because people see a lot of block kicks and punts and returns for touchdowns. And early on, they were one of the best teams that did it and earned that moniker. But certainly, you know, every team wants to create explosives in offense, defense, and special teams. And we're no different.
And I've got to ask you this question also before we let you go. You're starting your path as a head coach, and you're doing it at a heck of a time, man. You've got the transfer portal. You got name, image, likeness, and a whole other list of things that are just now starting to creep up on us. How are you balancing all that? I mean, you're having to learn on the fly some things that people who have been in the profession for 50 years are just now figuring out for themselves as well.
Yeah, it's funny. When I got hired as the head coach, one of the first voicemails I got was the very next morning early from a fellow SEC head coach that said, congratulations, you just became a head coach at the worst possible time and the worst year ever to be a head coach just because of everything that had gone on last year. And, you know, he said that jokingly, but in a lot of ways, certainly it's not a bad time. I mean, I'm very blessed to be in this position, but there's certainly, you're right, there's lots of things that coaches are navigating nowadays for the very first time. And you know, if you get thinking so much about transfer portal and name, image, and likeness, and those are certainly things you have to be aware of. But to me, if you're thinking too much about that, you know, you're not focused on what's important right now. And that's, you know, each day being process driven and being the very best team that we can be on Tuesday when we practice. And today, you know, having the very best Friday afternoon meetings and walkthroughs that we can have, and then our meetings at the hotel tonight, and then being the very best we can be tomorrow. And then, you know, certainly you're aware of the other stuff, and it's a different part of your job. You've been around it long enough to realize that, you know, as the head coach, and I've learned this probably even more so now that I'm in the chairs, there's just so many things that come across my desk or come into my office each and every day that have nothing to do with X's and O's. It's people and it's things outside the building and whatnot, and stuff that our players are dealing with on a personal level. And so much of my job is that, which I love because I'm a relationship person, but there's certainly, it's a different time than it's ever been in college football, but there's so much great going on in college football right now. And I couldn't be more excited and grateful and blessed to be where I am as the head football coach.
Is your dad just sit back and laugh though? NIL. Good luck with that, buddy.
I think so. I think it's a long ways from early on at Virginia Tech and just with social media. And, you know, I mean, early on when he had some lean years at Virginia Tech, you might have somebody that would write a letter to the newspaper. And it might get published in the letters to the editor about how much they didn't like the football coach. Nowadays, there's Twitter, there's message boards, there's post-game radio, there's sports talk shows, and there's so much more. So it's certainly a different time. And I don't know if he laughs, but I do know he realizes there's a lot of the parts of the job that he does not miss that I get to deal with now as the head football coach.
Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks trying to get South Carolina's 100th SEC win tomorrow, taking on Vanderbilt, Williams-Brice Stadium. Kickoff set for 4 o'clock on the SEC Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach S. Beamer. Shane, buddy, appreciate you coming on today. Let's have you back on again soon.
I would love to. Appreciate all you do, and I hope you and your listeners have a fantastic weekend. Go Gamecocks.
All righty, Shane. Appreciate it. That's Coach Shane Beamer, head coach at South Carolina. Follow him on Twitter at Coach S. Beamer. Joining us on the Saitama Hotline.